Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. We don't see any stack-ups anywhere, just the first couple of cars ready to get lined up at Route 54 westbound in Riverside, so that's happening. All else normal around here. Rob Centers, our producer, Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom. In the studio with us now, two of the registered dietitians from Wise Markets are back. Elizabeth Stark, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager, a registered dietitian at Wise Markets is here. She's large and in charge of this place. Oh, not large, I guess.
Well, good morning, and thank you.
What do you weigh, 120 maybe?
Oh, my gosh,
I knew Mark was going to get in trouble for saying this. I knew he was going to backtrack.
Hey, I'm in the mindset of the scale does not need to be in my home. If the clothes fit and I feel good, you know, that's all I need
right.
to worry
that's
about.
That's the way to go.
All right.
My words of wisdom for this morning.
Catherine Long is here and is just the pure image of health in every way. Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. Welcome
Good morning.
Aboard.
She Thank just you. Had that morning, that glow this morning. She slept right through those storms last
I
night.
Did.
I don't know
we're
how anyone could have slept.
I was like, I like remember hearing some thunder and maybe seeing some lightning, but I was out.
What is that look? Is something happening?
A restful night's sleep, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, that's why. Meanwhile, I was up
and
the entire night worrying about the rain.
Yeah, some women like to worry, and some women sleep through it.
I slept through the last really bad storm, too. I'm a deep sleeper, apparently.
Yeah, I know. It was loud.
Well, is that not part of our topic
it's
today?
It's very relevant. Yeah, it's talking about stress.
Hey, we want to talk about stress. Not necessarily its direct connection to diet, but diet can help, and I'm
it
sure
is,
you're going to
yeah,
tell us about
involved,
that.
Yeah. So basically, stress is your body's reaction to a harmful situation, whether it's real or perceived. So, like laying awake at night, hearing a storm is a stressful experience for some people. So, a few statistics, which I think are very interesting, and I think the main point here is to let people know that you're not alone when it comes to stress. Like, as Americans, we are stressed. So, this was according to a 2017 article from the American Psychological Association. So just some statistics about what people are stressed about. So 63% of people are stressed about money, 61% are stressed about work, and 3 out of 4 people report experiencing at least one stress symptom in the last month. So that includes laying awake at night, feeling nervous or anxious, feeling irritable, or just feeling really tired due to stress. But when it comes to stress, now this is interesting, a little bit of stress is actually good for us. So it kind of reminded me of that, you know, like I work well under pressure. So you're kind of up against a deadline, so you might be stressed about that. So you kind of really focus in and get done what you need to get done. And also, when you've been through a stressful situation, the next time you approach the same stressful situation, you might be able to handle it better because you got through it the first time. So a little bit of stress is good for us, but we really are not equipped to handle chronic long-term stress. When we are dealing with those things, we're going to start to see some symptoms and have some consequences to feeling stressed. So I don't know, Beth, do you want to jump in with what some of those might be?
Certainly, yeah. And I do also have to say that I think I do thrive under that pressure situation.
So do I. I do too.
as much as I hate to admit it.
Okay. And I tell myself, okay, no, I'm not procrastinating. I work well under pressure.
Right. And focusing a lot better. Sidebar.
You're just waiting for the pressure to build.
Exactly. And then to get really focused.
Yeah, when there's more on the plate to do, it definitely gets done more efficiently.
It's true. You buckle down.
It's funny. But so, yeah, some long-term consequences of stress could certainly be depression and anxiety because it does really weigh you down and kind of wear you down emotionally and then physically. Cardiovascular disease, of course, this probably isn't a surprise because generally high stress and just kind of chronic stress can cause increased blood pressure and can ultimately cause some damage to your arteries with that increased heart blood pressure. Of course, skin and hair problems. So maybe your skin doesn't have that beautiful glow that Catherine's does this morning. You know, acne, hair loss, some of those different things can also occur. Your stomach can actually kind of do some wonky things. So when you do feel anxious, that nervous feeling, sometimes you might feel like you have butterflies in your stomach. Over time, that can even lead to heartburn. And because of the stress increasing the the production of stomach acid in your GI tract, or like acid reflux and some of those different types of things as well. Or even just decreased appetite. You know, some of those things are also, you know, symptoms of long-term chronic stress. It's not managed. This is if you're not coping with it, you're not handling it, maybe you're not speaking to someone about it, or kind of feeling like you're moving forward, these types of things might crop up.
Yeah. And there are some really interesting, I think, symptoms of stress. So we were talking about this yesterday. So ringing in your ears could actually be a symptom of stress. When I get stressed, my eyes twitch, like my eyelids twitch. It is just the strangest thing. And because everybody kind of manifests their stress in different ways. So just some really kind of odd things. And obviously, you know, feeling overwhelmed, if you're being easily frustrated, if you're tired, but like you're still not able to sleep, kind of because your thoughts are racing, you know, things like that. One thing too is that stress weakens your immune system, so you're more susceptible and you frequently get sick more often. So that's an interesting one too.
So what can you do to do some de-stressing? I always think of I have a cup of tea every afternoon.
There you go.
3, 4, 5 o'clock, even though it has caffeine in it, I always think of it as
a way to de-stress. Yeah.
Right.
So a couple of the things that I do, and we have on our tips to reduce stress here. One, I will kind of go for a little walk. I have a treadmill in my house, but then when it's nice outside, even if it's a 10 to 15 minute walk, just get moving. You know, you always hear of that like runner's high after running, but you don't have to go for a run to get the same effects. Just go for a little walk. Or the other thing that I do is to call a friend. So I have that one friend who I tend to call, and when I'm like freaking out about life, and she always calms me down and finds a way to just make me laugh hysterically. So I always give her a call when I'm not feeling well. So kind of making connections with friends, is those are the two things that I tend to do.
I think those are almost like good like distraction types of things, because you're removing yourself maybe from that situation with the walk or with the friend, and then maybe when you return to the scene, you know, then you feel just a little bit better, you know, able to manage it. I think me personally, the breathing deeply, you know, I'm a huge fan of yoga, though I haven't really practiced in a really long time, but you know, that some of those principles really kind of come back to even how I like to manage stress. So taking a 5 minute break, maybe just focusing your breathing, you know, kind of that inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. I actually try to do this with my 3-year-old, and sometimes it does help. Like like, let's take it down a notch, let's breathe, you know, even just like thinking about breathing helps me feel a little bit calmer, and just kind of taking that moment, it can really make a difference. And another one, just, you know, being grateful. Sometimes it helps to just, again, it's a good distraction, maybe writing down some really positive things. If you feel like you're in a really tough spot, writing down some things that are, you know, going for you, some, you know, positive bright spots in your day or in your week, or just in your life in general. These types of things can really help to just like refocus your energy and put you in a better place to manage your stress.
Yeah. And actually one more thing. So a friend had got this as a Christmas gift for me last Christmas, and it's a big canvas paint by numbers. It's kind of like the adult coloring book, but with paint. And I've been painting this lately, and I love it. And it really does help to reduce stress, because it kind of keeps me, keeps my mind off things, and it's just really a lot of fun. Everybody's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm at home painting.
So you're paint by numbers?
Paint by numbers. Yeah, it's really
cool. Well,
the
people were talking about coloring recently.
Right, like adult coloring books. It's the same thing, except it's a big canvas and with paint.
It's a good, just, again, a creative outlet. So, what, you know, maybe your hobby is to, you know, knit or sew or, you know, or to read or something like that. You know, kind of like immersing yourself in something like that can also make a difference, and just to help you kind of feel a little bit better and, you know, lift your mood a little bit.
You just went over 18 important things for me to know. So I'm going to tell folks right now, as soon as this show is over at 7:50 or so, Rob Center, a fabulous producer, puts it online at debakilka.com, so folks can listen to it in slow motion, because our folks are really covering a lot of territory. Does this relate to what we talked about a couple of years ago, this mindful eating, this idea that, you know, don't just shove food in your head so that you can get it done quick, slow down a little bit?
I think just in general, like kind of slowing down and appreciating the moment and taking your time doing a lot of different things can be helpful. So whether it's just, you know, reminding yourself, you know, just to be present in different, you know, things and activities with your family and so forth. And eating is one of those things as well. I don't know necessarily that ties like to stress management as much, unless meals stress you out. Maybe that could be an approach to
Bring yourself down. Sometimes if people are stressed, I mean, it can go either way. Sometimes people eat less and sometimes people eat more. I'm one that eats more when I get stressed. So, and I recognize that. And actually the other day, I can't remember what day it was, but I was really stressed just about something the whole day. And I did go home and I painted for like an hour. And I felt better after that. But I mean, some people do. It's just a whole about setting your environment up for success and keeping those healthy snacks in there in your house that you can munch on.
Oh, snacks. Okay. Well, when we come back at 7:40, I will ask about snacks. I'm going to ask about my tea and the caffeine that's in it, what that might have to do with anything. And I guess... as it relates to diet, what should I eat if I want to de-stress? I know you're going to tell me eat the fatty fish with the omegas and, and fruits and vegetables.
That's
and
true.
Nuts.
It helps to decrease inflammation and helps to like bring your response down. Yeah.
So you guys need a new shtick, but that's what we're going to talk
Science
about.
Science needs a new.
There you go.
WiseMarkets.com, the place where you can link to these wonderful professionals about the information they're passing on as well, and you can do as one of their respondents did, and that's ask them about stress and a diet. So we're going to continue the conversation and their answer to that remark. Elizabeth Stark is here. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets, Registered Dietitian, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and a Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. We'll be back with them at 7:40.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Welcome back to WKOK's live show, WKOK Sunrise. Mr. McAtrillo's over in the newsroom, says traffic's fine. We got a couple of two-tree trees down at various locations around here, so do be aware of that. Traffic-wise, we're doing fine. We're starting to stack up on Route 54 in Riverside, but that's about it this morning. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, we appreciate that. When we last spoke, I had mentioned that I just love my afternoon tea to kind of de-stress and unwind. It has caffeine in it. What kind of a factor is caffeine in all of this?
Yeah, so I honestly think that depends on the person. Because I think if you look at, you know, if you really have chronic stress, what would be some ways to reduce that? You might want to look at how much caffeine you're consuming, because then it might kind of lead to trouble sleeping at night or something like that. But if that works for you, you know, the mid-afternoon cup of tea, and it doesn't really, you know, mess with your sleep, I would say go for it.
Right. Yeah, it's still 3, 4, 5 o'clock. So, and sleep is, you know, after 9 or so. Incidentally, I should probably tell our audience, Beth Stark and Catherine Long are here from Wise Markets.
Surprise.
Well, I have so many of my questions to get to.
Right. He just jumped right in.
Right. They're registered dietitians from Wise Markets. And we're talking about stress. And we covered about 18 topics in our first 10 minutes, so we're going to just keep on going. You also mentioned this idea of racing thoughts, that that's a symptom of stress, that you might be kind of getting wound
up. Right, exactly. So everybody kind of shows stress in different ways, and some people just kind of can't turn their brains off, and then they have a hard time sleeping at night. So it's just kind of one of those things that might affect one person, but it might not affect somebody else.
And writing lists of the things you have to do, and you said write down the good things that are cooking in your life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can kind of approach it two different ways. So if your mind is racing over things to do, maybe you have a big project or something coming up, I mean, you could document things that are kind of like on your list to do, essentially. So then maybe when you see it on paper, it won't feel as overwhelming, or maybe it will feel as overwhelming, but at least you have kind of a plan that's in place. On the flip side, sometimes just writing down some, you know, things to be positive about, or things that express gratitude can also help to, you know, just have that same, you know, benefit of maybe helping to ease the stress, maybe help you to sleep or something like that.
Yeah, and there is research that shows that being grateful and kind of, you know, random acts of kindness for other people, you know, stuff like that, it really does contribute to you being happier and healthier.
So write down the good things in your
life. Yeah, exactly. Like keep a journal and maybe just every morning when you wake up, or maybe at the end of the day, write down one thing that you were grateful for that day. And this can be like the simplest little thing. Like this morning, Mark, you said I looked very happy and glowing, and that's what I would write down is like, I'm grateful for today, that, you know, just any little thing that you can be grateful for.
Doesn't she look marvelous?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's not just me. Okay, I want to get that out of the way.
I see it too, Mark.
Because I slept through that storm last night.
Breathing deeply. Who mentioned that? So if I take 3 deep breaths, I fall asleep. That's sort of my routine. So
I don't know. I think personally for me, if I just take a minute and take a nice deep breath in and out, you know, for a couple of minutes, it really does seem to make a difference. Mm-hmm. It just kind of refocuses you. Sometimes just even taking that deep breath can help to oxygenate all your cells, and it just makes you feel like refreshed and overall better. So if that's not a technique you've ever tried before, definitely try it and see what happens. You know, if you've got maybe a frustrating email or something at work, sometimes that's what I like to do. Maybe take that deep breath for a few minutes and, you know, kind of pause before you respond in a snarky, mean way.
I know. Yeah, that's a good one. And actually one thing, okay, this is kind of off topic, but one thing that I learned is that, you know, if you do have to respond to something you're not really excited about, or maybe it upset you a little bit, actually type out the response and read it, but then don't send it. So don't click reply and have the person's name in the, you know, the to line, but sometimes just typing it out and getting your thoughts out is actually really helpful, and then delete it.
Even though you're not sending it. People used to talk about write a letter, but don't send it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of our computer programs here that you can use allows you to tap out an email, and when you hit send, it doesn't send it. It waits 5 minutes.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then it asks you before it sends it,
right,
do you really want to send this? Of course, it also
is. Is it search for keywords and being like, well, this email might be a little interesting.
Well, I guess the passage of time. I always do this, and I always change them before I hit send.
It sounds like a time killer, though, honestly, because you're kind of waiting for the email to send, and then you're overthinking mm-hmm. it in that 5-minute window, and then you're reading it, and then you're correcting it. That sounds like it might take a lot
could
of time.
Be. Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Just my
all stressed out because
of my. Oh, boy. Send it instantly. That's the benefit of email.
Yeah.
And, Catherine, you mentioned connecting with friends.
Yes.
Well, is that not a sort of a key through line through the Mediterranean diet?
Yeah. So actually, that's a good segue to the Mediterranean diet. We're talking about, you know, you had asked in between segments, you know, is there any sort of diet that would help to reduce stress? And I do think the Mediterranean is more, it's not a diet, it's more of a lifestyle. So yes, they eat, you know, fish and olive oil and nuts, and they also have a glass of wine, and they're very active, and they do focus a lot on social interaction. So meals for them are a social gathering. And I really find that, you know, sometimes I feel like people just, if they're not feeling well, or they're stressed, or they're just down, sometimes you want to be alone. And I think I used to be like that. But now I have some really good friends, and I reach out to them, and we'll just get together for the evening. And I just feel so much better at the end, because it can take your mind off of what you're thinking about.
Well, so you also said taking a 10-minute walk, so maybe take a 10-minute walk with a friend.
That'll there you
be
go. Like, that would then, be that is the double whammy.
Mm-hmm. And then have a glass of wine. And I'll tell you what, you got it.
You're all set.
You got it all going on. All right. Well, those are really some of the key ideas. Early in our program, we defined really what stress is, and then how it manifests itself in our lives, and then what we can do about it. So all of that is primarily in the first segment. We elaborated on a few segments right here, and that is available online if you want to go back and listen to that. I cannot let you out of the building without talking about back to school. You suggested,
my goodness,
of course,
it's
you
August.
Tied it to the stress. You said share tips on easing stress when it comes to packing kids' lunch. Does that get moms all wound up? Well, I guess you don't pack lunches just
not yet. But I think just in general, like meal planning, whether it's for lunch, for dinner, for whatever, for your children or your family, can, you know, can bring about stress. So it's all about just coming up with different strategies to help minimize that. And above all, it's just having a plan can really help to minimize some of that for you. So I think one strategy would certainly be to create a master lunch guide. And again, this could also work for dinner. So we featured this in Healthy Bites magazine, maybe last year. But basically, if you come up with different categories of foods that your children or child will eat, so within the whole grain category, maybe it's whole grain crackers, whole grain pasta, whole grain pita chips, or whole wheat bread. And then you would create a separate category for some fruits or vegetables that they like. So then you have 3 different categories. Then you're moving into some plant-based and lean sources of protein. So maybe it's roasted chickpeas or almonds or tuna or chicken, some kind kind of dairy. So if you have these different categories defined, you can have a fun time just mixing and matching. So maybe your child chooses something from each category to go into their lunch, so they're involved, they're engaged, and it's just an easier way to prepare and plan lunches than maybe coming up with a different sandwich every day. And it's a good alternative too for children that don't like to eat sandwiches or that are a little bit on the picky side. So it's kind of like it's just something a little bit outside the lunchbox, if you will.
And this is in the Healthy Bites, mm-hmm. what you're talking about right now.
Correct. Yeah, there's some different, these different strategies are in there. And then we do have a different guide. So if you would like to see the kind of a template guide, we can easily email that to you if you contact us at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. But just for an overview. Another thing too, for sure, for meals that would be for dinner or for lunch is to make a kind of a prep day. So maybe you do your grocery shopping on the weekend, plan your meals in advance, and then, purchase the ingredients and then schedule that time to prep. So maybe you're chopping up all the vegetables, you're washing the fruit, slicing the fruit, preparing chicken salad or different recipes that you can make in advance. But again, getting that step ahead can really save time during the busy work week. And we have a really great recipe in the Healthy Bites magazine now that's for a Little Italy pasta salad. So again, a really kind of just fun twist on a regular lunchtime solution for kids that would be a little bit easy to prepare in advance and very nutritious as well. So it would be first to create that lunch guide, then schedule a prep day. And then last but not least would be to leverage your leftovers. So I personally love leftovers, and I always make double batches of foods just so I eat those for lunch or so we can freeze them. So the same thing would apply for dinners as well. So if you can make more of something that your child might be able to take in their lunchbox, this is just a huge time saver, during the busy week as well.
All right. And I guess like a lot of these things, having a strategy, having a plan and working the plan, mm-hmm. I guess, is how you can do that. That is in the Healthy Bites. You can download the Healthy Bites at wisemarkets.com. Of course, you can pick it up in the grocery stores at the various Wise Markets around here. And email wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. What could go wrong with typing that out? But dietitions. So skip my C.
I-A-N-S.
Geez, that's true.
If you go to wisemarkets.com, though, click under the Healthy Living tab, and you will find us there.
All right. And no C in dietitians. Okay, we know that. one of our listeners sends us a note. Says, on the topic of de-stressing, are there any supplements you can take? I see quite a few supplements at various stores.
That's a good question. We always recommend getting your nutrition through food. And I think that changing and altering some lifestyle factors like getting enough sleep, exercising, things like that would be much more effective than taking a supplement. I also do believe, too, that a supplement really, I think, is only going to help you if you are severely deficient in something and you really need that to fill the gaps.
Well, maybe a multivitamin might
kind of
do that.
That's always a good, it's kind of safety net, the multivitamin,
A lot of people take a little extra vitamin C. Would that be considered a de-stressor, a vitamin C, although it's part of sort of overall health?
Right. I wouldn't say a de-stressor, just kind of keeping the immune system going.
Keep in touch with the Wise Markets Registered Dietitians on Facebook, Instagram, wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. You can reach them.
That's the one.
You can talk to your Healthy Bites magazine, as I do when I'm reading it, and make sure that all these good things can come to pass. Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Elizabeth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator, Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. All of their remarks about to be posted at WKOK.com. Come.